Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterance. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Mark. We're in chapter 15 with verses 42 through 47. When it was already evening, since it was the day of preparation, the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea, a distinguished member of the council, who was himself awaiting the kingdom of God, came and courageously went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Pilate was amazed that he was already dead. He summoned the centurion and asked if Jesus had already died. And when he learned of it from the centurion, he gave the body to Joseph. Having bought a linen cloth, he took him down, wrapped him in the linen cloth, and laid him in a tomb that had been hewn out of the rock. Then he rolled a stone against the entrance of the tomb. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joses, watched where he was laid. How does the Spirit move you? Can you feel him pushing you along, being courageous when you normally are not? Can you hear his words speak in your soul as he calls your responses without any preparation to start? This, my friends, is what Joseph of Arimathea did from the heart. He knew Jesus had to be buried quick, Sabbath day approached, and no work would be done to fix the body the way he wanted to see him laid. He courageously went to Pilate and sought what others forgot or were scared to ask, to be a witness in part. Fright prevents absolute success until the Spirit kicks in and courage comes to set you apart from others to direct their mindset. The will of God provides the success he seeks in you. If you would just be like Joseph of Arimathea, you would just call on the Lord, and you too will find the courage, constancy, and craftiness to gain souls, winning their freedom from sin by living God first in his redemption. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. Especially my mother. She's in the hospital with some breathing problems. She's getting a little better, but we continue to pray for her health and well-being. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for, and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with this war in Ukraine. We continue to pray for our brothers in Kairos. In the Holy Spirit, we ask that a prayer be laid out for our men in blue. We pray for our niece Brittany, who has brain cancer. Lord, we ask for healing hands. She's a mother of four. We pray for Holy Mother Church. And we pray for our Holy Mother. We say Happy Thanksgiving to everyone today. It's a day of thanks. It's so important to give. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from a study of Mark's Gospel. We're in chapter 15. It's verses 42 through 47. I do believe that it concludes the chapter. Yes, it does. And today's a four-stanza poem, so it's a little bit lengthy, but it says a lot and talks of this day of that Joseph of Arimathea had the courage to take. Amen. Its title, Joseph Sought Pilate for His Body to Adore. evening of Sabbath preparation, day before, courageous Arimathea council member distinguished implored. Joseph sought Pilate for his body to adore. God's kingdom he was waiting for, and much, much more. Amazed was Pilate, his death already had been secured. Centurion summoned, knowledge sought, died already report. Centurion reported Jesus was dead for sure. Joseph received body from Pilate, unobscured. Cloth linen brought that he had bought. Down from cross he took Jesus he sought. Jesus wrapped in the fine linen, fine clean linen cloth, amen. Tomb he laid Jesus, rock-hewn stone rolled, closing entrance without a thought. They say there were three Marys at the cross. They watched Jesus be buried inside that rock. Magdalene's Mary and Joseph's Mary, mother, watched. The mother of our Lord mustn't be far off. Amen. I'm Thomas Show Cruz Wiggins. It's November 24th, Thanksgiving of 2022. I'm recording this morning at 4:26 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Up and early with the angels today, talking about our courage to do what it takes to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. We pray that you reach and find that each day as we say Happy Thanksgiving to each and every one. Close today at 7-Eleven in the name of Jesus. And a good prayer to our good friends John and Marie. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you. Happy Thanksgiving.